I think it's good. I think it sounds good.
Sounds pretty good. It's hot, but you don't have to turn it up. That's what I wanted Sean to do.
Yeah, it is. Well,
it's hot.
Are we outputting the USB digital audio?
Yeah, that one. It's hot. It's limited, though. But it's hot.
Is it limited? Okay.
Yeah, it's limited at 0.1, but it's hot.
Okay.
How does it sound?
Yeah, are we peaking like crazy or no?
Tell us how it sounds. Is it better? Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Justin says it sounds good.
Usually you have to...
I'm not an audio guy.
Usually you have to turn it up too much.
Yeah.
You know, when you listen to something, you're like, what the hell? I got to turn this up to like 70, 80
yeah.
on the TV. What the fuck?
I try to always jack my audio up as high as I can when I export a video.
You don't know nothing about audio.
No, I don't. I just crank the gain as close to...
Oh, you're cranking gain?
Yeah, you got to crank the gain.
You shouldn't even know what gain is.
I honestly don't.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, what a week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Well, you know what I'm ready for, Dick? Biggest problem.
I wish I was flamenco right now.
In the universe.
Welcome to the biggest problem in the universe. The only show that ranks every problem in the universe from catching a block to foregoing cock forever. I'm your host, Dick Masterson. Joining me as always is Beetlejuice Waldy. What's up, buddy?
Ooh-ha.
How you doing?
I'm okay. Better than you.
Well, be careful.
What? Every time we do this show, we have to talk about how my co-host is a little wooden boy who's falling apart.
I'm a wooden man, goddammit. I'm a tin man. I'm a tin man. Stop calling me a wooden boy. I'm a tin man.
Why would a wooden boy get a dog? He's going to snap off your little wooden limbs and play fetch with them.
It feels like there's a worm slithering around in my bones.
Yeah.
That's the feeling of what this is. With maybe a detached muscle and tendon. It's like a sick feeling.
Oh,
of,
wait, can you and feel you can, it slithering around your tendon?
Well, I have no idea. But if I think about it for long enough, I can. I can feel a gummy worm slithering around. It's off.
Yeah.
It's gone. Maybe I'll never get it back.
Well, for those who don't follow you on the internet or whatever.
Everyone follows me on the internet. Well, what does the internet exist to follow me?
Maybe there's somebody out there who doesn't know.
I fucked my arm up.
You fucked up your arm.
Ralph!
Ralph is semi-responsible for this.
Ralph's bowling event.
Dick tried to go bowling. And what happened exactly, Dick?
I just bowled too hard.
You bowled too hard. But did you know that it snapped the second it happened?
Oh, you could hear it. You could hear it tear and rip. Like, I could hear it go. Have you ever ripped anything? Have you ever broken or ripped anything?
I've broken a bone, but I don't remember that noise of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've I could add them up. I've probably broken or torn ligaments or tendons and bones. Probably 15 or 20.
Jesus Christ.
You could hear them. You could feel it instantly, like this sickening sweat. Like I'm going to throw up. I got to go.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
And then as I was going.
How much pain was it?
It's the only time I've ever, you know, the smiley face scale?
Yeah.
The frowny face?
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about this
one
time?
We talked about the scale, yeah.
And then very frowny face, and then the black one?
Yeah.
At 11?
You went for the black frowny face?
I picked a 9. This is the only time I've ever...
9 out of 11.
9 out of 11, yeah.
Wow.
Only time I've ever done that.
Did you cry?
Not at the time.
Yeah.
Then I got back to the room, and I just laid down, and I realized that it's going to be another, like, 6 months, and that my arm will never feel the same way again, and I could just feel tears, like, falling down
why
my face.
Why am I laughing? I shouldn't laugh.
I'm so sick of...
Why can't I not be...
I'm so sick of this
world.
Entire
year...
I'm so fucking tired.
...crippled in one way or another.
So fucking tired of this.
Well, there's two problems I think people should vote up. First of all, I'd like to say I'm glad I didn't go. Sour grapes, vote those up. And also, of course, elder care, I think, is a good one to vote up now.
Yeah.
As Dick's aging body.
Hospital fucked me over today, too. I'll talk about that on my show.
All right. Well, tune into the Dick Show for all the good news.
Wait, we got a bonus episode.
We do have a bonus episode. People seem to like it.
Yeah, they love it.
There's a great bonus clip on our YouTube you can watch.
Yeah.
It's Biggest Problems in Batman, and we talk about one of Batman's most classic villains, according to Dick. I don't know if I should spoil
the name. Are you going to say who it is?
I'm not going to say the name.
The Niggler.
Okay, well, Still not convinced that the Niggler is a true Batman villain, though we do have some exclusive art of this supposed character. I think people should check. Even if you have listened to the bonus episode already, go watch this clip.
Can you imagine if black people were in charge and you still couldn't say the N-word?
Yeah.
Right? Like, white people in charge and white people are not letting you say the N-word? What if black people were in charge and you couldn't? Then it'd be like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah. Hold on, just a second. I don't even know why we're talking about the N-word, because Niggler has nothing to do with it.
It's
a completely different word.
Patreon.com/biggestproblem.
Check it out.
We're over four grand.
I know. I think it's because of the Batman episode. And now we're going to do more themed bonus problems.
We should just do them whenever.
Yeah, we're thinking about it.
Yeah, whenever. Whenever the patrons have displeased us,
yeah,
that's when we'll hit you.
We hit them with that.
And we hate money. Problem.
We hate money. Now we might do. We might pick up on the bonus problem, because I know we were talking about May the 4th coming up. Do maybe a Star Wars?
Don't spoil it.
Is that
Don't
a spoil it. Whatever. I think they knew that was coming.
I think July 4th will do Biggest Problem in America.
Ooh,
right.
Yeah, that's. A patriotic tribute to all the horrible things.
The pain sweats. You ever get those?
No, because I don't go bowling and break every part of my body.
Oh, my God.
Or let my dog trip me up with his leash. And
you know, the worst thing was, there was a guy there bowling,
yeah.
Lee, who I was bowling with. And as soon as I did it, he goes, yeah, you tore your bicep.
Oh, God.
My brother did that. I'm like... Really, God? You slapped this fucking guy? He goes, yeah, it's torn. It's torn.
You're fucked.
Let me see it. You're fucked.
You're fucked.
It's fucked. You tore it. You can even see any point. And he like went through the whole thing.
Yeah. I would think the worst part is all the internet armchair critics going, Dick faked it so he could leave Ralph's bowling tournament because it was a disaster.
I don't think you understand what a 9 in pain is.
No, I know.
I don't care.
Yeah, I know you don't care about that. I don't care about me personally, he doesn't have to deal with the pain. The more annoying thing is people coming to me and going, I can't believe you're on a show with Dick who lies about breaking his arm. I'm like, I think he actually just fucked up his bicep.
I lie to women. And yeah. For money.
Right.
I don't lie to get at, you know.
Right.
Just leave.
Yeah, you would just leave.
I'm out of here.
I was like, I think you guys underestimate how much Dick would prefer to stay in a place that has liquor and yelling.
And fights.
And fights. Dick actively? They're like, but there's fighting and like, yeah, I'm like,
that's the best
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, Dick would never leave that willingly.
You know what's funny? So I tried to do a biggest problem there.
Who are you going to do that with?
Everybody there. Royce and
Well, that's what
Mersh.
People don't know, is that people are coming to me. They're like, why are we not doing an episode?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, Dick said he was going to do an episode while he was there. And then obviously.
Yeah, the arm took it out of it.
Yeah.
You
were going to do that the next day or something?
No, I was going to do it all night.
Yeah.
But like, I was waiting for the debate to go down, and we were all hanging out bowling, because I thought the sound of like bowling would be cool.
Right.
Afterwards.
That would be cool. Well, I guess you guys didn't get your bowling episode. We'll make it up to you some other way.
Yeah.
Sorry again that we
really niggled me.
Yeah, you niggled yourself.
The Niggler struck.
Oh, the Niggler did this?
Struck me. The Niggler.
This is more than a niggle, sir. This is if that's a niggle, I don't know. It's too much for a niggle. Anyway.
I forget what I was going to say.
Well,
so sorry. They had some problems that they had keyed up, but I just couldn't do it. And then I sat in bed all the next day just feeling sorry for myself and zoning out.
Well, we'll make it up to the fans somehow. Maybe we'll do an extra bonus problem at some point.
Don't say that.
We could.
We'll hold you to that.
Well, then we'll try. I think we
don't say we'll do an extra one, because then they'll be like, where's our extra one?
Let me know if you want it.
No. We're going to take one away.
Yeah, we're going to take one. We're
taking
away episodes away.
There's going to be a month where we don't have one.
I'm just saying that we're aware.
Because to make up for this,
yeah.
We will have one less bonus episode.
To even it out. All right, Dick. Who won?
The unbearable silence of our technological overlords.
Nailed it. Thank you. Good problem.
Kind of a. Oh, so Elon Musk, you think, is going to save it?
No, I think. I don't know.
You think so? Or?
I don't know. Elon Musk is kind of nuts.
What do you mean, nuts? Nuts like a fox? Nuts like D's?
We were going through some of like Elon Musk's weird like crimes against people.
Crimes, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's
buying all the stock and then reporting it afterwards and acting like he's doing, like putting it on Twitter that he's going to save the company, but he already had bought the stock.
Well, he just has
Would
like,
that be a crime?
Yeah, there's problems with that. And he's
it's
just
a crime.
He's a weird guy.
Criminal.
We'll see if he I mean, I don't know. What could he do to Twitter? If he unbans me on Twitter, I'm happy. So who cares?
You know what I love? It's that
he should also unban Trump at this point.
Oh, he's never going to do that.
Why not? They won't let him. The organization won't let him.
Yeah. The organization won't let him.
Yeah.
Love bombing, quote, love bombing. There was some confusion about that. Somebody thought we were talking about love bombing was the problem, but we're not women.
Right.
So obviously we weren't talking
about...
The problem
is the interpretation of love bombing as being a real thing.
Quotes on it, so...
Yeah, sometimes people don't get the problem.
They gotta just take a minute.
Like, well, you have to be specific. The problem isn't love bombing. It's like, just listen to the episode and figure out what the intention was.
Don't comment at all.
Yeah.
Just pay money. If you're angry, pay more. Right. Because we hate it.
I hate the money that comes in for the show.
I love $5. I hate $7.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Laws that make you lie.
It's a good problem.
It was dumb.
It was too complicated.
Asexuality. That didn't get a lot of votes.
That should have gotten more votes.
I guess because they kind of... I feel sorry for them.
I think our
them.
Audience is all asexual is the problem.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh.
Involuntary asexuals. Yeah.
As an involuntarily celibate man, I don't understand what the problem is.
Did Flamenco...
Is Flamenco involuntary? Yeah, he sent it.
He's definitely not asexual.
He's definitely not. He's doing all the things. Which maybe that'll be what we jump into. Should we do that one?
Well, let me read some comments.
Yeah, read some comments.
Patty, I don't know. Patty says, I don't know how to keep living on this earth, says Vito after voting for this to happen.
I didn't vote.
We voted for
what
Biden.
What are you pointing at? I voted for what?
Biden.
Biden is not responsible for all the woes that I experience on a daily basis.
Oh. What is?
Everyone. It's all part of the same
I agree.
Shit. All right. If Trump getting elected would not have led me. Like, oh, my world is so much better. I would still be miserable.
Was your world better 4 years ago?
No.
Come on.
It was equal.
Come on.
Whatever, if it was better, it was not due to Trump being there. It was due to the general economic climate that was like this land of milk and honey, which is now about to dry up through no fault of Biden.
Come on.
All right. I hate you.
Eric M., I need to sue that strip club because all the strippers love bombed me into spending all my money. How about that?
That's what they do. That's their job.
Pop-Tart. Vito went from supporting terms of service to not supporting them pretty fast.
I think I commented on this. The problem...
Oh boy.
No,
okay, so this is a pre-written argument.
What do you call it? The problem is not terms of service. The problem is failure to communicate the terms of service.
So what we have here...
It's a failure to communicate.
It's a failure to communicate.
Yes.
Okay. I got that.
If I can contact, there was someone there who could go, hey, I didn't actually violate the guidelines and here's why. It's fine to have rules, but you can't have like an invisible rule keeper who nobody can contact or talk to.
Could you imagine your data complaining in your hard drive? Like, I don't like to be over here.
Right.
Like, I don't give a shit. you're part of my pirated Lord of the Rings set. I don't care where you are.
I don't care at all.
Pazonki Chick says, it's not just white women who touch hair. I have a huge beard, and black women want to touch it all the time.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That sounds
not
fun.
Just acquaintances, but literally random strangers in the city. You know what? This might be, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but a friend of mine who grew up in the hood said that it's good to have a beard in the hood because there's like less of a chance that you're a child molester.
Mm. That's strange. I thought
it was a weird thing when he said that.
Beards were normally associated with pederasty.
I don't know.
Anthropologists have recently done studies where they believe beards were evolutionarily developed due to the human desire for fisticuffs, that it will cushion a punch.
Oh.
Ever so slightly and protect
really?
The face. Yeah.
Like how your fingers wrinkle.
Yeah.
In the water.
What is that for?
It's a neurological, it's not your fingers getting soggy. It's like your brain registering that you've been in water for a while. So it makes your fingers ridge so you can grip more and fight better in the water.
Fantastic.
And the thumb. You can throw a punch because we have a thumb. Not to grab stuff. It's to hit harder.
It's all about just fights.
Tell me about it. DeGrump says, I love it when Vito argues with the voicemail.
I think I do a great job of arguing with the voicemail.
Me too. Screaming Red says, oh my God, I fucking cried. I laughed so hard at this episode. I've been married 11 years and I'm only now realizing that I've never been love bombed and it's bullshit.
Well, one of these days you'll get it. One of these days, slow as
being love bomb sounds awesome. Can you imagine that? Like these old grizzled broads sitting around hearing about these young millennials with their tight pussies complaining about.
My boyfriend was so nice to me because he's a manipulative asshole.
And you're
Oh, that's awful.
That's horrible.
How terrible.
Where's my gifts and shit? Now I'm depressed and I need 2 slices of cheesecake. Oh, I see the problem. Thanks, fellas. There you go.
Thank you, Nicole.
Do you want Manny says the Crown Act got me laid. Oh, it's kind of a long. It's a long email, but it
kind
makes
of
me.
In what way?
Dear Dick and Vito, the Crown Act specifically for me is a huge solution. For as long as I can remember growing up, I would get the same haircut, size 1 or 2 shave all around, with a taper to 0 in the back. To this day, I will attest that I was quite handsome with a clean cut look. But because women are illogical creatures, girls did not like it. They constantly encouraged me to grow it out for a more homeless look, which was completely unprofessional for an office environment. As far as I know, the Crown Act passed sometime in late 2019, not too long before I got my first software job, which gave me the courage to finally grow my hair out during the work from home era of the pandemic. My pussy stock rocketed immediately. In 2020 alone, I was able to double my body count.
But do you have to prove that it's an ethnic hairstyle?
Or
just
I don't know.
Any hair is like, can I just like make my hair into a bunch of dicks and I go, Crown Act?
What race is that?
That's what I'm saying. Do I have to prove that a certain ethnicity has endorsed this hairstyle?
What race has dicks in their hair?
No, I could, I don't know. Polynesians.
Okay.
Anyway, good on this guy.
Good. Congratulations, man.
Good work.
Okay, let's go, Vito.
Dick, there's been some drama in the online community lately, and I think both
that's kind of their job is to create drama.
Create drama. Well, there's a gentleman named Flamenco.
Oh,
who
is that? How you pronounce it? I've heard some different pronunciations of his name.
I don't know the correct way to pronounce it. All I know is this man used to be kind of like a co-host of Ralph's. Is that correct? He was like on the show a lot, right?
I don't know why everyone hates Ralph when he provides so much content. Like
he finds these guys.
It's the Ralphaverse. We all live in the Marvel Cinematic Ralphaverse, and I'm not joking.
I mean, like,
how is that not true?
He's like the Thanos of the online drama sphere. He's providing us with so many.
He's
alternate
the giving
dimensions.
Tree, and there's going to be a stump of Ralph and. In 70 years, and we're going to go the new whatever, they're going to go up with their space goggles and say, like, can we have some drama? And Ralph's going to go, oh, here's a little, you can sit on me and think about it.
I guess I do have to say, yeah, you're right in that you have to appreciate Ralph for that, if anything.
Keep going.
But
sorry.
Anyway, his former co-host who he's been fighting with recently was... I don't know how you would say this, was sex-doxed in a way. Where they
Sex doxing. Now yes. That's a problem.
Sex doxing?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm talking about, or is that a different
I don't know.
Thing?
Keep going.
Well,
let's
regardless,
see.
They have they found his... He was streaming.
They unearthed it.
Yeah, they found his password and his email and everything, and they started looking through all his accounts.
Oh, no.
And now this man's porn history has been spilled onto the internet for all to see, and people are now digging through this man's porn history to try and shame him, Dick.
Yeah.
And this is a problem.
I'll do that.
This is the biggest problem, and this is a problem called kink shaming, Dick. It's my problem for the week. Now, as psychologists say, kink shaming really only serves to make people live in silence and fear of judgment.
Yeah.
This is from a psychiatrist named Jana Carballo.
What's she into?
I want to find out.
Why wouldn't she say, though?
It creates negative internal emotional consequences, leaving the receiver to question the validity of their own desires. Now, to be clear, this idea of kink shaming is...
You can't switch it to be clear.
Do you want me to just say it? Like, are you mad that I'm not letting you catch me with the TBS?
I'm just saying.
Look, I'm very good at escaping the judgment of the button. To be clear, stop trying to get me on that. This is the idea that you have some sort of sexual predilections, which are maybe considered abnormal.
Yeah.
You know, ones that you wouldn't normally want to talk about in public, maybe you go to a sexual partner or somehow a friend comes over, finds something weird in your closet, and the next thing you know, they're shaming you for your abnormal desires. And as the psychologist says, that could exacerbate lingering questions of self-worth, bring up depression or anxiety that the receiver already has about their sexuality and identity.
It could make you feel bad.
Exactly. Could negatively impact their ability to have and enjoy sex and might kill desire altogether. Dick, it can have a serious impact on a person's mental and emotional well-being.
Yeah.
And cause serious psychological harm.
I have this kink that I have to sit girls down and tell them that I have.
Yeah.
It's that I don't like spending money. It really gets me hard.
You like when you don't spend money?
Oh man, I love it.
My cake is when the girl pays for dinner. It gets me really.
I don't
want to
go out. I don't want to go out either.
You don't
want
to go.
I don't want anybody spending money. Ooh man, I love it. I love it.
The point is,
don't even turn the air on. Shut the gas. Go to the fucking earthquake thing and jimmy that thing so it shuts the gas off automatically.
Yeah,
and we're just living for free. The air is free.
Well, if you love bomb these girls well enough, maybe you can convince them that
I don't.
No, you don't. That's my kink. I hate love bombing. Hate bombing is my kink. Now, flamenco, we've seen his porn.
I feel like I'm gaining weight, and I say, yeah. I mean, it looks like it.
And you hate bomb them.
Yeah, you hate bomb them.
It's the only way to get off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wouldn't shame you for that, Dick, because it could harm your emotional self-worth.
Thank you.
Which is important to not interfere with. Listen, I think everybody's going at this flamenco guy. What have they uncovered? There was a pegging video.
Oh, no.
Now, this is a thing we also saw with Jack Murphy, of course, who was aggressively kink-shamed.
He was a fucking porn star.
That's the point.
I want to know more about it. What annoys me about Jack is that I want to know more. Yeah. Like, do this. Do this guy.
You're watching that like Starship Troopers going, would you like to know more? Yes.
Yeah, because it annoys me when they all scams go to God. Like, I'm like doing porno shit and whatever. You're not doing it to make ends meet, bro. Like, they had Uber when you were shooting this porn.
Oh, no, yeah. When he was like, oh, it was the only way I could, like, possibly survive. And you, like, looked at his history and he was doing books and
like
speaking
2 years ago.
Yeah, like 2 years ago. I couldn't possibly survive without jamming a dildo up my butt. See, that's what I was going to say.
It's more interesting.
It's not kink shaming if you're exposing hypocrisy. And I think the Jack Murphy thing was all about the hypocrisy of the situation.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do. Because that guy was trying to paint himself as I'm the ultimate conservative man's man, you know, the alpha male, whatever else.
Okay.
And meanwhile, he's, you know, bringing little twink boys over and they're fingering each other's butts. And you go, okay, well, that's fine. It's just you have to admit that you're not this guy that you're pretending to be for money.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't know if Flamenco has ever commented publicly saying anything that would, you know.
Well, he said he was dating a Brazilian woman that was into kinky stuff. That's what he said.
That's his dodge, it sounds like. It sounds like he's saying she was into kinky stuff.
Yeah,
and that's the only reason.
Go lean into it.
Why even dodge, though? Just go, no, I like watching pegging videos.
I looked up that porn that he got caught with.
Which one? The hentai or the?
The hentai.
Because there's some videos and then there's the hentai that he got caught with.
The hentai.
Yeah.
The art's very shitty.
I thought the art was fine.
No. Hold on. What? Read it. I'll bring it up right now. That art is
the one boy soprano.
Yeah.
Well, what everybody is talking about. Can we show this?
No, but we can look at it. We're gonna argue about it.
Well, people were very upset because there's a list of tags. This is a website.
Hold on. Read the boy soprano. What is it? Boy soprano hentai.
Look up e-hentai because you can read the list of tags.
Well, I'm not gonna type e-hentai first, am I?
Why not? Oh, because then it'll show all your e-hentai. E-hentai galleries. Well, this one.
Okay, Paizuri team.
No, go back.
I know what that is.
The other one had all the tags on it, and that's what everybody was ripping on it for.
Fuck, okay.
Go to the first top one. What's the top one? God damn. Oh, wait. Is that
you
not?
Told me to start. You e-hentai. Told me to fuck around and
the
click
top
around.
One says e-hentai. No, not that one. The top result. Why will you not click it?
It doesn't have it.
All right. Well, the one that he was looking at had all these.
How many of this boy? How many Boy Sopranos are there?
It's all the same one. It's just this stupid website. Everybody uploads the same thing a million times. Anyway, he was getting ripped on because it has all these tags like Lolicon, Shota, yeah, whatever else.
It annoys me because, like, everybody knows my stance on this.
Yeah.
There's no victims, it's just drawings.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Like, the mind's very complicated. You know, sexuality's very complicated. Sure. It's just all in your fucking imagination.
And also, they're judging him based on every tag, which, first of all, I don't...
But it's still funny.
I mean, it is still funny.
Let's be clear.
That's kind of the problem. Is it's like, that's funny, but can it be funny in a, like, hey, it's fine. We all are into weird shit.
Oh, it's fine.
I just want to clarify that this is definitely not Lolly or Shota.
Why?
It's just not. Because they're not kids.
Okay.
What? That would mean Sailor Moon is Lolly. Regardless, I don't even care if you're into Lolly, but I'm just saying this one in particular.
Okay.
But people were like going through the tags and it's like farting, urination, wooden horse. A lot of people did not know what wooden horse is, Dick. Are you aware of wooden horse fetishes?
Yeah, where they get the pussy spread out.
I
don't like that one.
You don't like a lady on a triangle horse and the triangle point
is
riding up on her pussy?
Explain it again without me interrupting.
There's a wooden horse, but the part of the horse that you sit on is a triangle base, so it's like jamming its way up her vagina as she sits on it.
I don't like that because of the leg workout. Like, when I see it, I'm like, that leg workout is too... That's too much, man. I don't like it.
It's too much.
I don't like it.
Work for her.
Too much workout.
Horse?
Like, that's.
Well, I'm just saying we don't know exactly which part of that.
I was in an MRI today.
Yeah.
That was skinnier than me.
Yeah.
And that was about this far from for 3 hours. Getting a bad MRI.
I would rather been on a wooden horse for 20 minutes.
Exactly. All I could think of was like Iron Maiden. Like, man, that really must have sucked for those guys because this sucks.
Yeah. Did you get to do anything while they did the MRI? Do you have to listen to music? Don't they let you listen to a podcast? No?
They usually do.
Yeah.
But somehow they didn't. This guy said, hey, you want me to put on music? And I said, yeah, sure. And he said, ding dong, that, like all this. And I said, hey.
And you're like, no. Was it a Chinese doctor?
No, that's the weirdest part.
It's just some white guy who's really into
it. Lady.
Little China, white lady. He's like, I got this new African wind ballad. It's normally you're supposed to ask for podcasts.
I know. I've gotten MRIs before.
Yeah.
They let you hear something.
Yeah, so
not just sitting there. What the fuck, man?
I would tell them we have to reschedule this until you can find something for me to not go crazy.
I'm just
going to
go shoot
it
up.
Anyway, back on topic. Point is, I mean, we're looking at this comic. I don't know how you can say the art's bad.
Vito.
This is classic early 2000s art. This looks fine.
Look at the tits. Look at
inking.
These tits.
What's wrong with the tits?
Those are not how tits look.
It's anime. Anime's never how anything actually looks.
You could draw. You could draw whatever tits you wanted,
those
and these are the tits you draw.
Fine. It's semi.
They look like circle. Bro, it looks like it was drawn by a fucking protractor. Those are tits. Are dog shit.
I love that we're now going through Flamenco's kink shame.
I mean, that's my problem with it.
I got ass eating here. That lady's got a whip.
Okay.
I got everything going on in this comic. Well, that's what we don't know. You know, when it says the comic has urination, it's like, yeah, well, the Japanese, pretty much every comic has at least one panel of urination somewhere. Doesn't mean he specifically is into urination, but even if he is, Dick, why
shaming
him for it?
Because he's funny. Well, what are you going to... I mean, honestly, you do take a stand. Like, you have never... People fuck with you on sexual stuff you've done, and you're just like, whatever, I don't care.
Well, that's always been my thing, is it's like, why try to dodge it? It's like, what do you do? What can you do? It's what you're into. It's your sexual predilections.
And they're teaching this.
As long as you're not
teaching this to second graders. Did you know that?
Yeah, right. This comic right now is they're fighting to teach this in
Flamenco
Florida K-3.
He's pushing this. He printed these out and he's taking them to second grade classrooms.
Flamenco wants kids to see the wooden horse so they can prepare for it in their normal lives.
I don't know.
I think the kink shaming should go so far as, oh, you're into, you know, watching Cookie Monster be inflated up his butthole. Like, all right, that's fucking weird, but what isn't, you know?
Well, no, that's weird.
Start passing, I think right now Ralph is passing judgment on Flamenco.
Okay.
And saying he's a bad, he's a pervert and a, like a yes. creep. Yeah, well, he's a pervert, but like it doesn't make him a bad person necessarily.
Did he say that?
I think he's saying that because, you know, it's clearly, you know, like schoolgirl fantasy. This is clearly, that's the thing is they were going on. They're like, it says it's incest. It's incest. I'm like, yeah, incest. All the fucking porn is incest. We talked about this. Everyone's yeah. watching incest porn. It doesn't mean you want to commit an act of incest.
Not with your own sister.
When I talk shit about, when we talk,
with someone yeah. else's sister.
And I want to be clear because I feel like somebody's going to leave a comment. They're going, well, how can you say don't kink shame and you're making fun of incest porn? Well, no.
Yeah,
the
you
reason,
are.
But the reason.
Because it's funny.
Well, because it's
Ralph
funny.
Ralph, he's just making fun of it. What's the big deal?
Well, I think Ralph might go a little too far and he's really trying
what?
To.
What? Ralph is going too far? Wait a minute. No, 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 no. I've been fucked with.
Yeah.
I've been called a pedophile or whatever for like 2 years right. over nothing.
I know nothing about that scenario.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so if anybody's, let's get it all out here, everybody.
Well, it seems like at this point, everybody's a pedophile, which is maybe another problem we need to bring in. According to the conservatives,
okay,
if you're not us, you're a pedophile.
Is it my, is yeah, it my
just,
turn?
I just want to say, you know, live and let live. And I, like I was saying.
Well, don't let, you can make fun of it.
You can make fun of it.
That's the problem.
But
like
that,
that's a problem with tolerance. It's yeah. like, you know, you got to tolerate us. Like, yeah, I am. Look at
yeah, like
look at what you're fucking
like
doing.
That,
it's that hilarious.
Cum, that cum pizza guy you have on.
We made fun of him.
Yeah, but it's in good fun. You know, it's not like in
I mean,
a.
I don't know. I don't know the difference.
I'm just saying. I don't want. I don't wish harm on cum pizza guy.
I don't wish.
What the fuck's wrong
not
with you?
Not more than anybody else. Yeah. Not in a more like not in a specific way.
Yeah, I think some
it's like
people
like a general misanthropy towards people.
I think some people may. I think it's when you take it too far and you start casting aspirations about someone's character. And you go, well,
aspersions.
If they, aspirations, I don't fucking know. It's
like aspersions. Casting, yeah.
All right, fair enough.
You think Ralph's doing that?
No, but yeah, I think they say, well, if he would look at manga, if he would look at hentai featuring, you know, schoolgirls getting railed, he might go out and molest a schoolgirl himself,
Ralph's,
you know?
Ralph's not saying that.
I haven't seen what Ralph has said, but
well, what are you talking about, you... That he's saying.
Well, he's about to stream. He hasn't streamed yet. And what I think if I watched the stream,
you'd be disappointed.
I think he might say that. I think that might be
Ralph.
I think Ralph might.
Why does everyone pick on him?
I'm not saying anything yet.
Preemptively picking on him.
I'm saying I hope he is even-handed and fair.
Well, what's Joe Biden think about gay anything pre 1995?
Oh, he,
what did he say about gay marriage?
Probably said, don't do it, like everybody at the time
Campbell,
did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, him,
hey,
though. Not everybody. Not
no, not just him. Look, man, the super predators were running around. Everybody was all messed up. They didn't know what to do. Kink shaming.
So somehow this is
don't
Ralph's fault.
This, well, I think if he was being fair, he'd go.
What is fair?
He'd go, we found Flamenco's porn, and I have to say... You know, what you like is what you like, and I can't say boo.
Really?
I don't know.
Those guys have been making fun of him for like pill addictions and all kinds of shit for a long time, and
sure.
he can't get like he can't
well,
rip them back.
I don't think you shouldn't pill shame either. I think there's a lot of shaming going on in all these communities.
You got to get a laugh somehow.
I'm not saying Ralph can't do, you know, like a show on it. I'm just saying if people take
we're part of the Ralph extended universe.
There's some
that's
people.
His, I mean, that's what's happening here.
Okay, but there's some people who will then say, like, we're going to cancel him over it. You know, like, he's done.
Guys are going to say.
Whatever. I don't know. No, they want to cancel Flamenco. They're going to say, oh, he's a disgusting pervert, and we can't watch his streams,
well,
or he's a danger to the community.
Yeah, they are. Because they're insane.
I don't know. I just have to say, I've seen this comic. I don't think it's that bad.
As long as we don't kink shame
the
women.
Pegging stuff, whatever you're into. As long as you're not a hypocrite. That's the biggest problem to me. No hypocrisy.
That's the worst. That's impossible to not be.
But, well, yeah, but if then and then you should be rightfully called out for it. If in the past he said, like, oh, I would never look
my
at
my kink
like,
is to be a hypocrite and not be called out for it.
Yeah. Well.
So
does that mean it happens a lot?
I want to be a hypocrite, and I don't want to be called.
You guess you off,
and not being called out for it.
People let it go by.
Yeah, and they don't say anything.
Well, I'm not going to shame you for that, Dick.
Thank you.
Because kink shaming is wrong, and it is the biggest problem.
What
in the universe?
When does it become shame? What's the difference between like joking about it and shaming someone.
I think it's just the attitude surrounding it, you know? Of like, oh, you're beating off the Sonic the Hedgehog again, you crazy goose, you know?
Yeah.
It's got to be a sense of we're all in this together.
No, we're not in this together.
Why not? We're not.
Because you sleep with one eye open. These motherfuckers try to steal your stuff.
Everyone,
gotta fucking blast them.
Everyone has their own interests, and let people enjoy what they enjoy. As long as you're not hurting anyone, and as long as you're not
hurting me,
yeah,
then go for it.
Well, I mean, like,
or someone I know,
right?
Go for it.
Like a
do whatever you want.
Child,
well,
like
I don't
that.
Know them. I don't.
Right,
not
Dick.
The court. I'm
All
not the
right.
cops.
What do you got for me?
Should I forget? Oh, disability discrimination.
Mm.
Do you know how fucking easy you guys have it? Have you ever really thought down? Have you really sat down? Have you ever thought down and sat about it?
How, you guys?
You guys.
What, us normal, you, able-bodied individuals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Able Mo's that I call
able
you?
Able Mo's. Yeah.
Have you Able Mo's ever thought about how easy
sometimes
you have it?
Yeah.
Giving you a bag and a receipt with the other ask giving you a bag, you're obviously have your arm in a fucking sling.
Sling, yeah.
Here's your bag. You want a receipt with that? No, you dumb bitch. What do you think? What am I going to do
with
the receipt?
With?
Eat yeah. it? You fucking idiot. You got with your two hands hanging them out there?
Right.
Disability discrimination is
which,
my
problem.
Do you know how much shit? Do you know how much shit requires two hands to do? Turning your car on?
Yeah.
Always on the right hand? Doorknobs? Always way over there on the right side of the door?
Yeah.
Not in the middle where they should be? All of society is structured to a certain level of disability, which is all of you retarded idiots. It's you're all disabled because you're dumb. It's all society caters to that level of disability, but just one rung below that, oh, it's a big problem.
So you're
here you go. Have some parking. Have some fucking parking to go.
Are you
is
saying
that all
not,
you're gonna
we're not doing enough for the disabled?
I should have. It should be everything 50% off. If
right.
you have any kind of disability, 50% off at the store. It's
oh,
fucking, it's out fucking rageous what you able mo's
yeah.
have at your disposal all the time, and you
granted.
Take it so fucking for granted, it makes me sick.
Sometimes I just move my arms in crazy ways for fun.
I'm suffering.
Yeah.
Me and my disabled friends
right.
are suffering every day.
Yeah, but maybe you did something in a previous life that justifies the bad.
And that's what makes it, because I fucking know that all you able mo's
yeah.
and the God, exactly what you're saying, the God
it's
people
God
are the
thing.
Worst. They're
yeah.
like, well, you know, God, every time they talk about God, I'm like, oh, so you want this. That's your.
I mean, if God wants it, how can I? It's God.
Yeah. Well, him. You know, you got to put your faith. Well, so this is your fan. This is your idea of what's perfect, right? Me getting fucked with.
I don't know what Christopher Reeve did, but clearly he did something. God
it should be
illegal. Do that to people.
It should be illegal. This is an able mo society.
Yeah.
All of it. The cars, the shopping.
Well, you guys ramps. You don't like the ramp?
I would like to. Roll your heads down those ramps.
Okay.
It's not enough.
See, this is why we don't give you anything, is because you're all so entitled.
We'll rise up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's like a tenth of able mo's.
He's going to come running down the street with one arm at your side. Waving the other one.
We'll find you where you sleep.
Mm.
We've got old people on our side. We'll vote you into camps.
Okay.
And then we'll put peg legs on our shit. I've been disabled for so long.
Yeah.
Already 2 months. 2 months out
two
of this
months.
Year.
Yeah.
Which is
a lifetime.
Unimaginable.
Yeah.
And now more. Six more months.
I think we give you guys too much, if anything. I think we should take the parking spots away.
One in four people with a disability will face at least one incident of discrimination each day.
Wow.
Each day. How's that? People look at you like you're cute.
Yeah.
They've all got some fucking
one
joke.
Incident of
they've all got some fucking able mo joke
yeah.
about how you hurt yourself. Oh, wow, man. Oh, what did you do? Try to dig a ball out of your dog's ass?
Anyone ever like toss an object at your bad hand so you try to catch it? You know, when you got your other hand full.
Disabled.
That would be funny.
Are in every race. See, they try to separate us. Black people have disabled. Chinese people have disabled.
You guys are your own.
White women are all disabled.
Well, yes. Yes.
It is. That's the real division. Not this race shit, but the able-mos versus the disableds.
Why don't you just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why don't you cut it off and get a blade?
A blade for my arm?
Well, you know that guy that got his legs cut off and he got blade legs and he was really fast?
Pistorius?
Yeah.
He's a hero of ours.
Yeah, I bet he is.
He shot that cunt.
His able-mo girlfriend.
Cunt girlfriend.
That's what he's mad about.
She's dancing around.
Yeah.
Fucking parading her legs off all around. You don't have to walk everywhere.
Hooping.
All right?
And he toddled across the ground.
Disabled shit doesn't have to always cost $700 for a stool and whatever.
How much was that shower chair you got?
Too much.
Yeah.
It should be in every shower. A shower chair should be in every shower.
It should be free.
And you, as an able-mo, should have to dig it out. You should have to come up with some kind of excuse.
Well, I mean, I just don't like seeing you guys around. I feel like you're an eyesore.
We feel the same way about you.
Well, it's kind of our world. It's built for us. I think of you guys like animals. Like, you look at a dog, and a dog's like, oh, I can't go in here, I can't do this. And we go, right, this world is not built for you.
Yeah.
Able-bodied people.
What we need is a disabled on the Supreme Court.
Oh.
And then we'll see some real changes.
You got what? You got like four of them.
Which ones are those?
All the Republican ones. They're mentally handicapped.
Wait a minute.
Ah, come on.
I need a womp.
I want a soundboard.
You don't have a soundboard. The poverty rate for people with disabilities is 47%.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means for the rest of... Oh, God. In countries with... No, that's not... 90% of children who have a disability don't attend school.
90% of children with a disability? Is that what it said?
Yeah. They should all be in there to be molested by liberals.
I'm confused. That's a really high number.
See? Because you never thought about it. Because you're so busy.
You're talking about like...
What do you mean disabled in some way?
Like mentally handicapped kids?
I don't know.
So they're probably in like a home. It's like different.
What's the difference?
Well, I'm saying
so like a certain level of mental handicap is too much.
Mental handicap and physical handicap shouldn't even be in the same category. They're totally different things. Stop.
You're trying to divide us. No, you're trying to divide me and my disabled brothers because they have a mental handicap and I have a physical handicap.
No.
That's why. You're trying to fucking divide us.
This is like when a guy becomes a transgender lady and then starts using lady stats to like just like, did you know that women face this much rape? And I'm like, yeah, but not you because you're like 6'5". You can't use the, like, you would not experience any of the discrimination of a mentally handicapped kid.
Me?
Yeah.
I absolutely would.
I don't... Okay.
You want to bet?
You got it just as bad as Simple Joe on the corner?
I think I could prove that.
You go, so we end up homeless all the time. You go, well, yeah, the fucking schizophrenics do, not the guys who broke their arm fucking bowling.
The whole world goes too fast for us.
Yeah.
You got to slow it down.
Okay.
You have to slow it down. You cannot...
I
have to get the fucking plate out. I have to get the fucking plate out of the cupboard, put it down. Then I have to get the forks and shit out, put them down. Then I have to turn the grill on. Everything takes four times as long. For you to have the whole day is horse shit.
Do you know how many great...
You should have your whole day cut in half. Yeah. At least.
So many great performances are ruined by that one signing lady off to the side just waving her hands around. I'm like, hey... Somebody important is giving a
speech. There should be 10 of that lady.
No. There should be
a guy shouting louder to the hearing people.
For the hearing impaired.
Yeah.
Another guy should be standing in front of him, writing it all down on cue cards.
They should chop his legs off, too. It's bullshit.
You guys ruin everything with that stupid hand lady.
10% of the world's population live with a disability.
Yeah.
Did you know that about us? 10% of the world.
Us.
How many Italians are there? Not 10%.
Not 10%.
There's more of us. I bet I have more in common than with a guy in China with no legs than you have
with a guy in China.
The guy in China.
Okay. I'll give you that.
I'll give him a not. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Yeah, hey, you look at him with no legs and you go, you like raise up your crippled arm a little
bit. Yeah, I mean, like, you've been discriminated against today, too.
Are you
having
like a T-Rex arm now? Like, this is kind of like, I knew a kid like
this is
that.
More fucking jokes. More Able Mo jokes.
I knew a kid
it's
like
all
that.
Fucking
in school.
Day.
That's great.
You think it's so funny? Kink shaming, getting a big dick up your ass.
Kink shaming,
nothing,
not okay.
But
Able shaming.
Crippled for life.
Fucking hilarious.
Hilarious. Fucking hilarious.
We had this one kid in school who his hand was always up, you know, like a T-Rex arm. And we never asked him, like, what happened to his hand until one day we were playing
tennis. Of course, you don't care.
Well, yeah.
What if any of you Able Mo's
well, care? We thought it would be rude. But then one day we were playing tennis, and, like, somehow he won with his good arm. And he went to the other guy. He's like, ha, I guess you're not so good at tennis. And the other kid just goes, what the fuck's wrong with your arm?
Yeah.
And we all laughed really, really
hard. Classic. Classic Able Mo.
Like, we'd all been waiting for somebody to ask, and that was the moment, in a moment of rage. What the fuck's wrong with your arm? And
always
like, oh,
punching down.
Burn!
Always punching down.
I love how rude kids are.
We're going to make you pay.
I love that moment.
We're going to rise up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe you guys can stack all your wheelchairs together and, I don't know, make an effigy.
People with disabilities are 1.7 times more likely to be the victim of a violent crime. You know, and we still can't buy whores. Also, disabled people like me.
Well, I could understand that. Yeah, they should relax the rules
for if you're disabled.
If you're a cop arresting
like
a yeah disabled person getting a hooker. You're a bad man.
It should just be a government sponsored.
Yeah,
you should have. If you're disabled, you should get a free whore.
Well, the problem is I think they did kind of do that.
Well, they need to do it more.
Well. It was a complicated situation.
What is so complicated about whores?
Well, it was
the most simple thing that there's ever been.
It was a period of time where, like, the mentally handicapped, they would, like, argue, like, well, they still need help jerking off, basically, you know? So they would have nurses jerk off the mentally handicapped.
Okay.
But then it kind of turned into, like, is this sexual abuse or not type situation. For the handicapped people.
How is it sexual abuse for the handicapped?
Maybe they don't want to get jerked
off. Because you fucking Able Mo's. Because you Able Mo's will cater to women sooner than you will cater to us disabled people who are disabled and who are suffering, every day.
Yeah.
You need to give us your women.
Did you ever read about the Japanese organization that does that?
Yeah.
The white glove women who just go to handicapped people's houses and jerk them off for free?
Let's go. Get them over here.
I don't think you guys deserve it. I think you should just accept that God is punishing you for something you did.
You know, we're going to get together one day.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's going to be a Spartacus of disabled.
I am.
We don't talk like that.
Spartacus. And the other guy's just going to go, good luck with your revolution, you fucking cripple.
Good luck with your depression, you Able Mo.
Hey, that's
asshole.
True. I'm depressed. I have a disability too.
I'm so depressed.
I'm depressed.
I'm so depressed. I have all my arms and legs.
Clinical depression. And obesity. So, you know,
what's your excuse?
I'm part of the 10%.
All right.
Disabled. What is it?
Disabled.
Ableist
discrimination.
Privilege. Discrimination.
Disabled discrimination.
You guys can suck it up. You'll figure it out. My.
I have to walk slow everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Did you know that the clitoris is right-handed?
You mean access to the... No, it's not. What are you talking about?
I can't figure it out.
If only you had your right hand, you'd get there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, buddy.
Okay.
There's a great protest in Burbank that I missed. I got to go to more protests.
Oh, what was that
this
one
was
for?
A protest outside of the Disney headquarters in Burbank.
Oh, okay.
Because as we've seen, the Disney Corporation is being accused of grooming your children or whatever.
Just say fucking them.
Yeah.
Don't say grooming.
Yeah, you know what? Why not just say, I wish I would actually have more fun if the conservatives would just say.
Disney's raping kids.
Disney rapes children.
Wow. Well, really?
This is a long line. In a long line of political boycotts for a problem I am calling the weekly boycott. Dick, I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
The constant grandstanding of this company done us wrong and we're going to all get together and put them out of business. And then a week goes by, completely forgotten about. Nobody even remembers what we were boycotting the week before. I fucking hate conservatives
so much.
It's driving me up a wall. We remember a great one recently, or a tweet I saw. What's that stupid guy? Dave Rubin?
Yeah.
Dave Rubin goes, after Disney's support of this horrible bill in Florida, I can't have it on my conscience. I had to cancel my Disney Plus subscription.
Again?
Well, that's the thing. Everyone goes, hold the phone. Just hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Let's rewind to 6 months ago, or what was it? It's been about a year now.
Yeah.
Where Dave Rubin goes, after Disney fired Gina Carano, a proud conservative woman, I can't have it on my conscience. I need to cancel my Disney Plus subscription. I'm like, so you canceled it and then what? You re-canceled it? Well, how long did your boycott last? These boycotts are ridiculous.
I hate the conservative talking point, the conservative media industry. I hate it more than the liberal media industry. It's so much more craven.
It's uniquely
and impotent.
Bad.
It's so because the left sends you to the voting booth. The right sends you to the merch booth.
Right.
It's so much more disingenuous.
If you want to save America, buy my book.
Buy my Dave Rubin two gay fetuses shirt.
Right.
All
right,
bud.
Buy my mug. Buy my support my radio show. You're right. It's never about getting people into the polling booth.
This never is.
It's, I forget who was commenting about that recently, but that has been a major complaint for guys like Jordan Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
He ultimately tells guys, you know, well, the way to save this country or your, you know, word
buy my book.
Buy my book. Buy my merch. Yeah, it's very bizarre. And it reduces politics down to consumerism, which is bizarre. You go, you know, there's more going on in the world than just the buying and exchanging of goods. I know we like to tell ourselves that, you know, it's an oligarchy and it's all based on business, but there are legitimate political mechanisms that you can affect other than just not buying ice cream or not buying Nike sneakers for a week and then forgetting about it.
But no one's going to do that.
Right. Well, that's why these things are so impotent, is that it's just an excuse for people to go on their
Facebook. No, it's an excuse for people to go buy other stuff.
Right.
I wasn't going to buy Nike, but now I'm going to go buy some new.
I'm going to go buy some Adidas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an excuse to go to the mall.
I got some new stuff.
It is, consumerism as political action to go. See, I mean, it goes both ways, to be clear. To be fair, it goes both ways. Hit the fucking button. I'll give you one.
I suck.
Cocks. You know what? Actually, I should take it away. Because somebody pointed out, I got to find the clip. You dinged me on one where I didn't say it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I think I said to be clear, and you dinged me.
And I did it.
Yeah, I'm going to I'm gonna look it up. You're going to get a punishment for that.
But also...
go ahead.
A part I really dislike about it is... how many people betrayed their really deep fundamental ignorance of the stock market and companies
constantly
as a whole by saying because they'll always go look everybody,
it's working,
bro. That's not even think you guys tweeting buy Disney stock will make it go up? You should. Right. I mean, you should do that then.
No, that's the thing, is they go, look,
did you short it?
This has especially been going on recently, and it's a problem I have with a lot of these YouTube guys, is they go, see, Netflix stock is down, Disney stock is down, and the reason is that these disgusting woke liberals and their politics are pushing consumers away. And I go, have you guys looked at the NASDAQ index as a whole? All stocks are down about roughly the same amount right now. And it's not due to these individual little boycotts.
Possible to explain it to them at that point. It's like somebody telling you why the moon's going down. You see what? That's what the moon's. This is why it's raining, because we did all this stuff. Man, there's a whole climate and stuff.
Well, I remember famously when they said, because Nike sponsored, what's his name? Colin Kaepernick. And they said, we're going to boycott Nike. And all the conservatives were celebrating. They're like, look, it's down 2% for the day. We're doing it. We're doing it. And 2 months after they announced the endorsement, Nike was up 30%. And he goes, see, you can't judge it based on a short period of time. It doesn't exactly work that
way. It fills me with so much disgust.
Yeah.
That I don't know how to handle it.
It's just obnoxious.
Look at the big board.
Like, yeah.
I don't know, man.
You know, like, it's not, I mean, if.
Do you have any stocks? Like, do you?
Well, that's the question. I'm like,
how many people do you have to call to find somebody who owns a stock?
Yeah. Meanwhile, Disney is still up, you know, probably 50% over the last, you kind of got to wait 2-3 years and then maybe you could go, hey, that boycott kind of maybe had a small impact.
No, really. It didn't. It never did because they're addicted to all the conservatives who want to boycott Disney are addicted to this Marvel shit. Like Marvel, yeah. Cape shit, and entertainment. Disney owns all of entertainment. Sports, Marvel, movies, GoPro. Like, they're a massive conglomerate. They own everything, and the people bitching about it are addicted to it.
The people bitching about it are not nearly as numerous as they seem to think they are, nor are they as committed as I mean, we already saw from Dave Rubin who went, oh, I'm canceling my Disney Plus because of what they did to Gina Carano. And then, of course, he goes, oh, I don't know. I kind of want to watch that Boba
Fett show.
And then
he pumps two ass babies up into his boyfriend's butt.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
You think he's not going to let them watch Disney?
Yeah. Are Dave Rubin's ass babies going to watch Disney Plus? Because I bet they are. I bet they are.
You can just look. I mean, right now, Doctor Strange is the most pre-sold film of 2022.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, it's the, what do you call it? Naivete of these guys going, this one's going to be the one. I'm seeing that statement a lot. They're going, I know all our other boycotts have been ineffectual, limp-wristed bullshit.
Yeah.
But this one's going to be different. And I'm like, it won't be. You're not going to do anything. Because you know what? Most people right now, they're just like, most people don't give a shit. Most people don't live in Florida.
Most people don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Like, it's just built into my cable package.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Well, if I told my kid he can't watch his fucking, what do you call it? I don't know what Disney cartoons they have. He can't watch DuckTales. He's going to pitch a fit. And I really don't give a much. I don't want to make
Mousecapades.
Yeah. I don't care as much about making a weird political statement as much as I care about having a free babysitter for my kid.
Well, that's not where they make their money.
Well, that's like the other thing. They're a global organization. Okay? Like, they're making
They're not
money.
Making money because you aren't watched. Like, that's just free.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's say Dave Rubin. Let's say Dave Rubin, his butt babies. That's three.
Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro, yeah. His big titty sister. That's five. And 10 million of their followers cancel their shit, right?
Right.
That's what?
0.0001% of their overall profits.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
It's nothing.
No.
They're getting money from the Fed to buy their own stock back. Whatever.
This is going nowhere. And again, it's the weekly protest. Because you know what?
Yeah.
You guys aren't going to be able to sustain this because you're constantly finding a new company to get outraged at. And then everybody forgets about the last one. The only way that
you're all on YouTube.
I'm going to give you guys some advice. If you want the Disney boycott to work, you can't boycott other companies. You can't next week come up with a new company to boycott. Okay, I had like a list. NASCAR, they tried boycotting because they got rid of conservative flags. Netflix had a certain French movie that everybody lost their mind over, which I have never seen.
Me either.
Ben and Jerry's because they wouldn't sell their ice cream in Israel. If you want this to work, you have to pick one. But I know you won't be able to. I know a week from now you're going to bring up some company.
I mean, nobody eats boys. Ben and Jerry's is boycotting it. Look at the size of them.
Right.
Like,
no. It has.
They're killing themselves. They're like, oh, I'm not going to fucking be an ice cream addict.
And I think everybody goes, they go to the store. Everybody says, oh, I'm going to boycott Ben and Jerry's. And then they go to the store and they go, well, I do want some ice cream.
What's one thing of ice cream?
Nobody's here to see that I already posted the Instagram photo of me throwing it in the trash. Actually, what I can do is I can buy it, throw it in the trash, take a picture of it, and then take it out and eat it.
That's my favorite.
That's just as powerful. Yeah.
I'm going to buy two.
The guys who take the pictures.
Throw one away on Instagram.
Yeah.
Burn it. Dump it all out.
Same with Nike sneakers. I buy two pairs. One so I can burn them and everyone can cheer for me. And the other one just to
boycotts
wear around the house.
Have boycotts ever worked?
Well, as I looked up, I have some quotes from this guy, professor of management and organizations, Braden King.
Oh, wow.
Who says that given the recent rise in anti-corporate activism, he says, There was a point of time where boycotts were effective slightly.
When
and that was when we had maybe one a year.
I bet like it wasn't when companies weren't vertically integrated, so they're like corporate behemoths that
cannot fail.
You cannot boycott Disney.
Well, what do you call it? Wasn't it Coca-Cola during apartheid times? I think that boycott was semi-successful.
Yeah.
But he's saying my advice for companies now is to just wait it out instead of taking any action in response to a boycott.
Yeah.
He's saying there's so many protests. It's such a diluted marketplace for protests that if you just ignore these people, again, a week later, they'll find someone else to be mad at.
Well, they boycotted the cops. Remember that?
Yeah, it didn't really work out.
That didn't work.
No, all of these boycotts are disorganized, ineffectual, and it is hilarious to see people on Twitter going, this is going to be the one.
It.
We're going to make a difference. We're going to show the groomers that they can't do anything or you're not going to do anything.
But there's so many like normal people
make
at home.
Make me eat my words. If you actually somehow manage to make this boycott work, I will be blown away.
I know this whole thing.
And you can downvote this problem to oblivion, but I feel like in a month we're not even going to be talking about
this.
But
the same
anymore.
People are talking about Moon Knight. Like, oh, did you see Moon Knight? I'm like, no, I actually, I boycott, like, I don't consume Disney products.
I think I consume less Disney than the people who are boycotting Disney.
As I said, my kink is to not spend any money.
Right.
Like, I don't spend any money on anything. I go down my credit card bill and I yell at my girlfriend on every expense that I don't recognize. For real.
Yeah.
They can't get, they're addicted to it.
They're addicted.
It's so sick and weird.
I mean, how many pictures can you post of you burning a piece of merchandise before you go, you know, maybe I need a new identity for myself.
Yeah.
And then the right-wing grifter goes, well, if you buy my book, then you'll have something you don't. And then you wait for that grifter, of course. You can't. I mean, how many people are burning their Jack Murphy liminal order patches or whatever the fuck?
It's like alcohol and gambling. Like, they make all the money on the small percentage of people that are addicts.
Yeah.
And politics is the same way. Most people don't care about Disney.
I just can't imagine taking a screenshot of, are you sure you want to cancel your Disney Plus subscription? You go, yeah, for America. Like, bro, like, come on, man. Do something with your life.
Wow.
This is not a political statement. This is fucking pathetic.
That's amazing,
buddy.
If you want
to cancel it because there's something you don't want to watch.
No, you should charge it back.
Yeah.
Don't cancel. Charge it back because that'll hit him for $15, bro.
Right.
What if everybody hit him for $15? That drove me nuts for the Kickstarter one.
Oh, where they could charge
people,
back at people?
People were like, guys, we gotta really hit him. We gotta charge him back.
You can't do a chargeback past like 6 months, right?
Well, even,
I don't know.
Like, you think the bank's not just going to go, oh, wow.
Yeah.
All you guys are
stupid.
Fucking around. Like, okay, yeah. Well, we're just going to either do it or not do it. Or
Well, charge
they're
going to
go like, hey, guys, why don't you just refund them? Like,
I understand that money is power in certain ways. And yes, maybe if you get enough people together, you can somehow influence a company's wages. But if you're constantly, I mean, yes, mostly no.
And
especially not a company
as big
for as
that.
Yeah.
The government controls
company,
the
maybe.
Government controls money.
Yeah.
They're giving you free money to buy your stock to inflate the price.
No.
I really want like whenever I interact with somebody like you're saying,
yeah.
Like who's talking about boycotting stuff, I just really want to like, man, I hate to be the bearer of this news, but you're worthless.
Right.
Like,
you have no power.
You have no power at all. You right. have the power to annoy.
Yeah.
And you're doing that.
You have the power for you and all your buddies to pat each other on the back and go, we scored a victory for America today.
Just suck each other's cocks.
Yeah, basically.
So much easier. But you're nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, I wish you guys the best of luck. I see some of these guys proposing, we're going to be the future of entertainment. We're going to make new media for
Ben
kids.
Shapiro.
Yeah. And I'm like, all right, guys. Okay. Good.
None of you guys are
luck.
Funny, though. Like,
that's the problem. I saw one guy. He's like, we can just make like our own Marvel DC comics. And we can. I'm like, no.
No, it took 70 years to make those.
I'm like,
the most talented people in like in the world were making them for 70 years. And now they've distilled it into a multi-billion-dollar Disney-owned property. You guys couldn't tell a joke with a gun to your head.
These guys are making some real bad media, and it's sad.
Gina Carano is like not
talented at all.
Yeah.
Like,
I wouldn't go. I would beat a door down to see a Nicolas Cage movie.
Sure.
Gina Carano, you got to basically capture me and strap me to the seat and say.
And I also go. Like, I go. If you guys want to take over media,
Clockwork Orange, watch this. Like, I don't want to watch this.
If you want to take over media, you have to understand. They always go, we don't want political media. We want to take the politics out of media. You know, Gina Carano. I can't believe those liberals and their politics. And they go, she's starring in the Hunter Biden laptop story. And I go, okay, so you do want politics?
No, I think
and
she's
media.
Starring in a Western.
So do that, I guess. But it's going to be a Western. Where
Western
it goes,
is still political.
Yeah, it's going to be about a bunch of Mexicans trying to come over to El Paso and
like
get them back over the wall.
If your media is not political, quote unquote,
right.
Then you have written a bad media. Like the metaphor should
be. You just have to not be stupid political. Yeah, you have to not be.
It should be good.
You shouldn't have ICE showing up in Star Trek, which apparently just happened recently.
Stacey Abrams showed up.
Yeah, Stacey Abrams showed up. They're currently in the year 2024, and ICE is arresting illegals in the world of Star Trek.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Biden didn't do anything about ICE?
Biden didn't get it done. This is the Star Trek timeline. Biden's not part of it.
Mamma mia.
Oh, that's my problem, Dick. The weekly boycott.
Okay, here's my problem. I think we're close to being out of time.
I know.
But this is a better problem than all of your dog shit problems. The Windows 10 search bar.
Yeah, I almost brought that in one, I think. I was thinking about that one recently.
What's going on, buddy?
Windows
What's
is just
going
such
on with
dog
this
shit.
What happened to search bars, man?
Yeah.
Just show me the files at. Where the files at? That's what I want. Keep the search bar, but I want to know where the files at bar.
Yeah.
Where the files at?
Or just like half the stuff you type into the search bar, it doesn't even know what you're looking for. Like,
star? Does it know star anymore? I don't know. Star dot. So
you have
star
to,
dot
you have
JPEG.
To know the very
what
specific
the fuck?
Name of like you couldn't type in microphone to get the microphone settings. You have to know to type in like.
Mic 32 dot.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, how did you not?
Where the files at? Bing.com/ summer vacation 2014. I don't want Bing. Nobody on earth has wanted Bing ever.
I use Bing sometimes.
Oh.
Just for images and porn.
Porn?
Well, images.
You search a search engine for porn?
Only sometimes.
You gotta hook up with Flamenco.
Well, this searches all the different places at once.
What places?
All the different, like Pornhub, RedTube, you know.
What do you search for?
Homegrown Simpsons stuff. That's a quote.
Oh, yeah. What do you search for?
Just like whatever. Just like
no,
different
No, not
categories.
Whatever. What do you search
you know,
for?
Like Loli and Shota.
What do you really search
joke.
For?
I don't know. Just like.
What do you mean you don't know? You're talking about kink shaming
like
and now you want.
Like, you know.
Hot Latinas?
You know.
And lesbians?
The
I don't believe you.
I don't want to talk about it.
What a hypocrite.
Well, yeah, because I don't want to get kink shamed.
No, oh,
I'll look up, you know, yeah, like lesbians.
You look up lesbians?
Yeah, sure.
I hate lesbian porn.
Well, it depends on like what the lesbians are.
It's worse than one woman enjoying it.
Yeah.
I could tolerate, prefer no women, but two women enjoying it.
Honestly, I prefer porn with no men in it. I don't like seeing the guy.
Because you get too excited.
I hate seeing penises.
What?
I really dislike the penis.
In pornography?
Yeah, in pornography.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see a porno where they bring the penis in with like they bring Shamu in.
I
with
like,
that trailer.
Yeah.
With the cradle, you know, with the penis. Like, oh, this bitch is like, oh, I got to fucking deep throat that shit. I just got off this bus from home. And all her school books fall on the.
Ooh. Does she fall in the washer dryer?
No.
What the fuck problem are we even talking about? I don't even know.
The
on.
Windows 10 search bar. Oh, you were right. Talking about how
oh,
you search
Bing, is a good
Bing
place
for lesbian
porn.
Pornography?
And also it has a better image search because you can actually save the images.
You search for images?
Well, for like for doing graphic design and like making thumbnails for YouTube.
But what about pornography?
I don't look for the images for pornography there.
You search for videos. It has X Hamster and stuff?
Yeah, it has it has cataloged all the different places.
Does it have Shota and peeing?
I don't know. I'm not looking up Shota. Shota peeing? Is that the two?
Whatever Flamenco had?
Yeah.
Does it wooden have that?
Horse. It probably, well.
Does it have wooden horse?
Shota would be animated.
What about like the wooden horse? That's the Iron Man, that's the Tin Man's wife.
Yeah, the Iron Horse.
There's wooden whores. You talking about my wife's sisters? Get it?
The Windows 10 search bar. Everything about Windows is just
searches no matter what. Terrible. No matter what you're searching for, it takes forever.
Yeah.
You could be looking. You could be looking at the search, and it will still take 10 minutes.
Yeah.
No explanation of why. It used to be pop, 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 pop. You punch a thing in. It used to be you load up the search, and it would already show you what you were looking for. You're like, how the fuck did it do that?
Yeah.
Now it's destroyed.
I had to get, like, a separate, like...
Probably by Bill Gates' wife.
You remember how, like, it used to be just, it's so simple to get the start menu or whatever, the classic start menu that they used to have?
Yeah.
I had to get, like a widget or a... I don't know, skin. To
now
get
look
that
at
back.
It. What the fuck is all this tile
it's
shit?
It's all like
office.
Do you want your stock ticker? Do you want to know what the
Friday
weather
8?
Is?
What the fuck? An arrow that says download. What the fuck am I downloading?
Yeah, once
a
they
pencil?
Started doing. See, they started doing this thing. I forget what they call them. The little squares that
tiles?
They have.
Tiles.
Yeah. Because they really
is
wanted.
Is that a black guy?
All the tiles are a nightmare.
Command prompt Xbox.
This is nonsense.
Get the fuck away from my Xbox.
I never have clicked on any tile.
Yeah.
Top, like, have you ever clicked top news?
Today in history, it says.
Oh, today in history.
Why the fuck?
Well,
would I want to go, who on earth has ever gone to the search bar in Windows 10 and said, you know what? I want to see.
I want to learn about today in history.
I want to see what's going on in history today. Well, why don't you just load up the Windows 10 search bar?
Coronavirus trends. I'm glad that's included in my operating system.
Coronavirus.
I don't know why it's included in my operating system.
There you go. It's been nothing.
Who is going on Windows to look up a coronavirus graph? Why is that part of the operating system?
Helpful info, it says. Who should be vaccinated? Oh.
Who is this for?
Web. More web shit.
Yeah, okay. I hate Windows. You know what I hate also about Windows? You ever right click on that little sound?
Yeah.
Like to get to the microphone, there's three different things that all sound the same.
Yeah, that's not relatable though. Mine is like just searching for files.
I just can't search for anything on Windows. I never know what I want. Cuz I'm like I want to adjust my microphone levels and then it'll be buried like 10 things deep and you can't just search for it.
I found sound pretty easily.
But that's what I'm saying.
Look at that.
But sound settings isn't always the right one.
Yeah, that's true.
Cuz there's sound mixer options and it's like
all right, look, if you're too young to remember the old search, you don't know how good it was.
It would just find your file that you were looking for.
All it would do is search for files and somehow it knew all the files already.
Yeah. Had them in the cache.
It was really weird. Like, you don't add a shitload of new files to your computer a lot.
Yeah.
It just kind of knew where they were, and it would tell you where you were looking for
it. So the speed of the search is a big problem, too.
That's a problem. That it's hitting the internet is a problem.
Yeah.
That it's giving me... When the coronavirus one goes away, it's just going to say Holocaust...
Stats. Updated Holocaust stats.
It's going to say Holocaust, like, meter. How close are we... You know, this day in the history of the Holocaust. Like, oh, what did happen
what
this day?
What does Cortana do? I don't even know Cortana either.
I thought that it was that naked lady from Halo.
Well, that's what the name is from. But if you click it, it's like, she's like, can I help you? And I'm like, no, none of this is helpful.
Never. You've never helped one person.
No.
Never. And that's my problem. The Windows 10 search bar.
Well, I'm there. I think everything about Windows, I'm surprised. I'm always surprised when software that is just globally used, it's like...
is dog shit?
Yeah. You think that somebody at the organization would be like, hey, here's a... It seems like every single person using this program
hates
this thing.
How do they
Let's
use it at the office?
Never change it.
Okay. So what are our problems? The Windows 10 search bar.
Kink shaming. The weekly boycott
and
disability whatever.
Disabled discrimination. Don't say whatever. Disability discrimination. Okay, go to patreon.com/biggestproblem. Vote on the problems at biggestproblem.show.
And I want to see a lot of votes.
The voting has been dog shit lately.
Well, it seems like a lot of the old votes keep being at the top and people are not voting on the new problems. I need you. Go, you know what? Go to biggestproblem.show and go look at some of the old problems. We got a whole list of the problems. Vote up and down the ones that even from old shows. Again, might I point out, elder care is still funny. Because Dick is
it goes
a
in
dying
waves. You can
man.
Probably see it on my face in the video, like when it hurts a lot. I'm like, oh god, it just feels like a fucking gummy worm in my am I rooting around?
Yeah,
in
my it's horrifying.
Arm?
I can't imagine having a broken, snapped
it makes you want to throw up
muscle inside my arm.
Okay, here we go. And everything is slow with my left hand.
Yeah. Why didn't you break?
So everyone else should have to go slow.
When you go bowling, use your non-dominant hand, so you never.
This is how long it takes me to even drag a fucking voicemail.
Guys, love bombing is a solution. I don't know how you haven't seen this, but you struck the fattest vein of gold possible for men.
Fattest vein?
You can now just not do shit ever in a relationship. And if they think you're not doing enough, you can say, hey, I'm coming at this because this way because I don't want to love bomb you.
Yeah.
I'm not that sort of guy. I'm not a manipulative man.
Okay.
I'll love bomb you. In turn, you're actually love bombing them.
Okay, that's smart. I'll tell all girls I'm emotionally unavailable for your sake. Because I don't want to hurt you.
How are you going to give me a,
with all this love?
A present for my birthday. I don't want to love you, bomb you.
Yeah, I don't want to love bomb
I heard
you.
All about that shit.
What do you
look
think?
At this Reductress article that I got about.
If I'm nice to you, it'll hurt you only.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Vito, I'm going to take issue with your problem of too long a media. You use the example of the Beatles documentary, Get Back.
Yeah.
That's made for fans, man. That's not made.
It's made for fans,
to be
man.
An hour and 25 minutes, easily consumable. Just because you're not a fan and you just want something quick to watch.
Go you just want something stuff. Quick to beat off
yeah.
to.
Making everything milk toast. Stupid cunt.
You stupid cunt.
Who wants to watch a 10 hour documentary about the Beatles?
No, I would like to watch a 10 hour documentary about something.
Yeah, like something important, like World War II.
No.
Or World War I. Or the Vietnam
World
War.
One now.
Korean War.
World War II.
Only war documentaries are valid to me.
Man, you want to talk about shitty slow motion? Remember I brought that in?
Yeah.
The end of Saving Private Ryan has some of the shittiest slow motion there is.
What scene is that? The combat?
End.
The final
when,
battle?
When they're getting killed?
Oh, spoiler alert.
Well, whatever.
I'm just fucking with you.
And Tom Hanks.
Tom Cruise, yeah.
Is shooting the gun at the tank.
Yeah.
Like, before that, when they get all blowed up to hell and they're stumbling around, it's all that jerky, slowed down foot. Steven Spielberg didn't have enough money to shoot regular slow-mo.
I think it's one of these things where they shoot it and then after. It's always when they don't plan for slow-mo.
Oh, it looks bad.
And they try to make it happen.
It looks bad. Okay, let's see here.
Vito's completely right about the social media getting banned and then not being able to actually appeal, but it's way worse because
way worse.
Literally the social media and everything else is a drug. It's a drug that they addict you to.
Mm.
And then it'd be like going to your heroin dealer after being there for 10 years and then your heroin dealer just ghosts you and blocks your number.
That happens.
It's that bad.
Yeah, but what if he's the
like,
only guy who has heroin in the world?
People need their fix so terribly bad on social media that you at least feel like you have a right to be like.
It's called an intervention, though. That would be good.
No. I should have a petition in court of my. There should be a jury system on Twitter where you should be able to. They should randomly assemble 8 other users.
Not
a jury of my peers to determine whether or not me saying that Dopey and Snow White is retarded is ban-worthy behavior.
Yeah, so repeal 230. Then you have that.
Okay, I'll do that too. Whatever. Maybe
make that an important thing in liberals.
Elon, unban me.
No, not
Elon. Save me, Elon.
Okay, here's it. This one ought to be good.
Vito, you fat fuck.
Hi.
How? God damn it. You fat fuck. And you fat fuck idea. And it's fucking potash, motherfucker. God damn.
Pot.
Jesus.
What'd you say?
It's right, potash?
You fucking global warming. Horseshit, motherfucker.
Wait, what
Hold
did
on,
I say?
I don't know, but this guy had the same thing. I don't know what you said.
Because I was talking about the
stock tip veto, day trader veto, always with the hot
potash.
Stock tip.
Hot
this
stock
time
tip.
Telling you to go all in on potash.
Potash.
He sounds like he knows a lot about potash.
Yeah, it's like
considering green. That's how he's pronouncing potash.
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 Who gives a fucking shit?
Wait a minute. Buy the stock or don't.
Wait, that intro for you, that was the best part.
Stock tip veto, day trader veto, always with the hot stock tip.
Yeah.
That should be your
day
intro.
Day trader veto. I should bring in my terrible day trades.
Let me.
Potash.
Oh, wait, shit.
Stock trader veto.
Stock tip veto, day trader veto, always with the hot stock tip.
Don't clip it. God damn it. All my stock tips are great. Buy solar.
All right, last one.
You know, no one's gone over the worst part about MILF porn.
Oh.
It's how it's invading one of my favorites, bimbo porn. And you think, mom, I don't know, it's not my thing.
Nimbo or bimbo?
Like you can't be thinking of big fake tits and lips that take up half your face and too stupid to handle anything but a cock. But they're calling my beloved bimbos MILFs now.
Yeah. But,
I thought bimbo porn was like, they don't even make it now.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I never see it.
Bimbo porn?
I thought bimbo porn, now it's like exclusively become like a transsexual
thing.
Well,
let's go to Bing, your fucking favorite.
I actually do go to Bing.
Okay.
And go to the video
tab. Of course they make bimbo. It says for you. Bimbo porn. Yeah, look. Of course there's bimbo porn stuff.
Turn off safe search. Right there where it says my safe search is filtering
off. All right. I mean, that's definitely porn.
See, boyfriend to bimbo. It's always like a transsexual thing.
No, he's right. Look, bimbo MILF.
Yeah.
Where's boyfriend bimbo?
Right there.
Right here, boyfriend to bimbo.
Yeah. Seems like the whole bimbo thing has been taken over by the transgenders.
Say bimbo MILF. Yeah, he's right.
Bimbo MILF.
Bimbo.
It is a redundant, yeah.
Blonde bimbo. It's just like a Craigslist ad where they list everything possible.
You do see that this is a good search engine, though.
I mean, I don't want to watch bimbo.
But I'm saying, search for something you would like then.
Okay. Hitomi
Tanaka
not retiring.
I don't think you have to put that.
Well, it's not. Already, I see not one Hitomi Tanaka.
Not retiring. What is that? That's going to screw up the search engine.
Okay, I guess I've messed it up again.
Big tits fuck. There, 16 seconds.
What the hell is this? This isn't...
That's VR.
This is a cartoon.
It's a VR cartoon.
Wait, is that a VR Hitomi Tanaka?
I don't know. No, it's
a CGI.
Who fucks Jessica Rabbit 3D VR porn?
That's not what I want, because then I think about all those silly...
You're bad at using Bing. You have to learn the way Bing works. You can't just make shit up.
All right. You want to do Super Chats now?
Let's do Super Chats. And I want to thank everybody who came on by. Don't forget, we have a biggest problem bonus episode. The biggest problems in Batman.
Yeah.
Available at patreon.com/biggest problem.
It's good. Check it out. We're over $4,000 now. We need to be over five.
That's my goal.
Nice round for one. The month.
That would be great if we could get it to five. Mike Hunt for five says, too much struggle in hentai is the biggest problem. I'm no prude. It's a fine genre, but why is so much of it grape? Grape. Struggle snuggle is a word I have not encountered.
Is he like a hentai researcher?
No, I think.
How does he know how much rape is in hentai?
I mean, there's a lot
of that. Is there a Cato Institute that researches hentai to see how much of what is in there?
It does. The Japanese seem to be very into kind of rapey scenarios.
Rape?
Yeah. Well, did you ever see that nightclub in Japan that's like a train car that they decommissioned and you just get on it and you can just grope a lady?
No way that exists.
No, that was
really?
Real. Yeah.
I don't know. I want to go back there.
Justin Gomez for two says, I got a super chat right here for you, groin.
Okay. Thank you.
Gare for five. My favorite hentai is Ugly Bastard because I appreciate being represented in media. You know, hentai is great. There's a lot of representation.
I agree.
Riley ASE Presents for two says, I exclusively masturbate to E-Fucked or its derivatives. Okay. Do I know E-Fucked? Is that a good one?
I don't know.
Have to check it out. Dominic for five, Ralph versus Rackets. Everyone wants to know who is in the right. Opinions. Well, in which scenario? I mean, there's a lot of ground to cover there. Let's just say we're staying out of it for the sake of...
I said I don't think the shart was real.
Yeah.
And I don't like people going after people's wives because they have, like, they have enough to deal with us. So,
whose wife in that scenario?
Well, Ralph was saying things about Lady Rackets. Mm. I always wish, you know.
People are saying a lot of things about Pantsu, though. I mean,
as people, though. Look, that's why I'm saying I don't like when anyone says anything negative about anyone's wife or girlfriend. All right,
don't kink shame, of course.
I didn't say that. Okay. I just said about the wife thing because women are property. I wouldn't make fun of a guy's car. You know,
why would you make fun
of his wife? Or whatever. You might be right. You might be right. Because there's always that, like,
I might be right,
there's
I might
always
be crazy.
That I wouldn't let him watch my kids' shit. And it's like, well, I mean, I could come up with scenarios where kind of a slam. Ah.
All right. Well, it's too complicated. Thank you, Dominic, for bringing us.
I just want everyone to have, as long as everyone's having a good time.
Everyone have fun. Stay safe. Keep your hands inside the vehicle. Idaho MILF for 10. Thank you for not killing yourself. Can't wait to see the first BPITU live show. Biggest Problem live show. We should do it.
Yeah, we could do that.
I want another Vito versus Pokemon Guy incident. Was that fun?
That was so funny.
That was a good fight. I gotta watch the replay of
when that guy came up. Yeah. Fuck you, Vito.
I'm like, fuck you. That was good. Rio Ranzo for 10. If you're going to procrastinate writing by playing Dark Souls, it's smarter to monetize it by streaming.
Okay.
We were talking about that the other day. That I'm like, man, I don't want to do anything except play Elden Ring.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, at least you're monetizing it. I know another writer who just played Dark Souls instead of writing a book.
Because he was so bad at Dark Souls.
Was he really bad?
Oh, yeah. I never saw him win against the red guys that come in and their other guys.
Oh, the invaders?
I never saw Maddox win one of
those. You watched him play?
Well, I would go over to write and try to write, like, stuff. And he was playing
video games. Fantastic. I need the chat to know I hate Nick. And then he spells out Nick.
Garrett's.
He hates Nick Garrett's. Well, I suck. He's trying to get That's a good name.
All right.
His name is I Suck. Or Ice Sock. And then
Cox.
Cox. You can finish it off for me. Dominic for 5. Vito, you look good tonight. Did you drop some late? No, definitely not. He says, don't worry, I'm not gay. Trust me, bro, I'm not gay. If you think I'm gay, you're gay. Thanks for clarifying, Dominic. Justin for 5. Since you guys are in LA, will you be going to the... Shut the fuck up with this shit. They keep trying to get me to say the thing.
You did. You fell for it once.
The Tubi Festival, okay? What? You think I'm going to fall for something that stupid? The Tubi... Whatever fest?
Yeah.
No.
How would you spell it?
I heard Matt. Not like that. That's ridiculous.
Oh.
I'm not going to fall for that. Mike Hunt for 5 says, I dated a woman who never shaved. She called it her beef hair. Oh, God.
How far did you date her? From one truck stop to another?
Did she bring that up unprompted? She just went,
Jesus
by the way.
Christ.
The thing about my crotch hair is I call it my beef hair. I managed to get a three-way with a second hairy woman. They called it their two. God fucking damn it. Stop it. They called it their beef hair with a two in front
double.
Of it. Yeah, their double beef hair. You cocksuckers. They keep getting me. Rare steak cubes for 7. I remember pulling my bicep on a rope swing, and everyone I was swimming with thought I was lying. Probably the worst pain I ever had, I feel.
Yeah, it feels horrible.
Isn't that the worst? Rich F for 5 says, Vito, you're the best part of the Biggest Problem. Thank you so much for what you do every
week. Wait, where'd you go?
I'm right there on Rich F.
I see it. I see it now.
Thanks so much for making this show wonderful.
Yeah.
And I want you to put your penis inside
me.
Mike Hunt for 2 says, Corn Pizza Guy is jackass the next generation.
Yeah.
Corn Pizza Guy. Yes. They don't let you put that on YouTube. Rare Steak Cubes for 10. Frick the Vito haters. Vito enjoyers stand up. Big ups to Vito for not being a blind supporter for Dick's Trumpian nonsense.
Oh.
Beautiful. And having a spine, probably one of my favorite co-hosts other than Sean. God damn it.
From Canada, though.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't matter as much.
No, it matters. It matters. I'll take it. Jay Gonzalez for five. I wish Vito would show more sympathy for disabled people. I refuse. Yeah. No. Jason Reed for 20. Easy mode activists are a huge problem. In every Steam forum, I see pleas for easy mode when it ruins the game's point, like Portal 2, Binding of Isaac, Hawkeye, and Terraria. How do you make Portal 2
easy? I was just going to ask, how do you make Portal 2 easy? Yeah, it's a puzzle game. I mean, just do the same puzzle. If you want it easier, they escalate. That's the point of a fucking puzzle game.
You can go, like, watch a guide if you can't figure out one of the puzzles, I guess.
Just do it for a while. Yeah, do it for a while and then cheat.
I did a rant because, you know that guy Jim Sterling, who's now a woman?
A lady, you mean.
I made a video about because she was saying how the Elden Ring, you know, he needs an easy mode for disabled people. She's a disability activist.
True, no. I can't play video games. Okay, I need a one-handed game.
No, we're not doing that for you.
Well, how the fuck am I supposed to play video games?
Some things are not for certain people. If you don't have eyeballs, I will sue you. Anyway. That video is done very well, so if you want to see me rant about easy mode, head on over to youtube.com/Vito2, Vito, T-W-O. Wet Bandit for five says, Vito, I want to become your feeder. Please use this money to buy a Big Mac smooches. You know, an ex-girlfriend of mine later came to me and she said, I'm a feeder.
Feeder?
Or she wanted to be, she was a fat chick. I think I've told this story on here.
Feedy.
Yeah. Where she goes, I'm really into this now. And I'm like, well, that's unhealthy, but I won't kink shame you for it.
Because you're fat or?
She's a big girl.
Is that why she was into it, though, I mean?
I think it was because, yeah, she was a big girl and, like, she found, like, a website where you could post pictures of yourself being a big fat ass. And all these guys would go, oh, my God, you're so hot. Can you post a picture of you, you know, like, eating a chicken wing or something? And it was, like, the first time that she had gotten that kind of attention.
Oh,
and I
God.
Think she really got off on it. So good for her. Ride Dog for
only
five.
Fats. Is that a
only fats? I forget
it's
what the website
was. Got blues musicians and fat chicks.
And I was like, well, I think
naked. Both of them are naked.
I think she said that I had somehow inspired it though, because I had told her, and I'm like, she's like, oh, I just hate my body, and I think I had told her, I'm like, well, you know, the internet's so vast.
Like that, your ass.
Yeah, if you think you're disgusting, I guarantee there's like communities that will probably tell you you're the most beautiful thing that ever happened.
They're crazy, but they're out there.
I didn't say that. I would never. Rydog for five says, good episode. Matt from Tinder for two says, can someone pay for my bankruptcy?
Oh.
And that may be the end of the super chats.
Matt from Tinder is the guy. Jack Murphy.
Yeah, Matt from Tinder. Well, guys, what a show.
What part are you upset? Like, the Jack Murphy thing, you're just upset about the hypocrisy?
I think the hypocrisy is the problem.
But what's the hypocrisy?
The hypocrisy is that he sold himself as one of these, like, conservative alpha males where it's like, you know, you gotta love one woman and, you know, you gotta fucking, you know, gay shit. You can't do any
gay
shit.
Does he say no gay shit?
I think he avoided saying it, but he obviously operates in that sphere where he knows that, like,
oh,
he has to keep it on the DL. It would have been one thing if he said, nah, it's cool. Fuck whoever you want, man. Free love. Because that was the problem is that he had an article that said, like, yeah, you know, I fucking swing and me and my wife do sex parties.
That article is weird,
and
though.
Then everybody was like, oh, you're a cuck. And what he should have done is say,
yeah, I'm the biggest cuck.
No. He should have said, I'm not a cuck. We just, you know, he's fucking everybody, sleeping with everybody and fucking, and that's
that movie Chicken Run, I did the soundtrack.
Yeah, he tried to lie. He tried to lie.
I don't like liars.
It was lying, yeah.
Okay.
What a show.
All right, goodbye, everyone.
Biggestproblem.show. Vote on the problems, please do. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/biggestproblem.
Oh, wait, there's one that snuck in.
And there's one that snuck in at the wire. Mike Hunt for two. Is R2-D2 fair?
Oh! Or
no, I didn't say it. You have to. I didn't get to the second part. Is R2-D2 fair? And then the other party put another robot name. Or is DR2B... And then a word that I will not
smear.
Do you just want me to say it? Or is DR to be fair?
Oh, shit. Wait. There it is.
I suck cocks. There you go. You get
bye.
One.
Bye, everyone.
Cocksuckers.